Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. More now on the consequences of the gas explosions and fires in the Merrimack Valley. There were no classes today at Arlington Middle School in Lawrence. Instead, the gymnasium is full of emergency cots, and there are piles of donations everywhere, bottled water, granola bars, diapers. The Red Cross estimates nearly 140 people stayed at the makeshift shelter last night. Many people left in the morning trying to start their day and get off to work. But now, even more are returning. With 220 people currently there, WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports the facility is near capacity.
There's a steady stream of people trickling into the school. Lots of families, a few individuals. One older woman in a wheelchair is escorted in. She has a small dog sitting in her lap.
He said go to the Arlington school that they're doing it.
Okay.
Pat Medina walks into the shelter not looking for a place to sleep, but asking for help getting back to her home to get her husband's medications. She says when they evacuated their condo in Andover last night, they left with their dog and the clothes on their backs.
I mean, my husband takes 11 medications a day, and he's already missed last night and today so far that I've got to get his meds.
A representative from Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera's office tells Medina a bus will be leaving soon from the school. The medication shuttles are making stops throughout the neighborhoods that were evacuated last night, neighborhoods that are still closed to local traffic today. Medina tells him she's trying to get to Andover. He tells her to get on the bus anyway. It's worth a shot. In the school gymnasium, Geraldine Lopez is settling in with her husband and three children. They stayed in a hotel last night and hope to be home tomorrow.
Todo está bien, pero no nos dejan entrar todavía.
No hay luz, nada.
She says her house is okay, but they can't go back yet, and there's still no power. Lopez's two young sons are chasing one another around the gym while her 12-year-old daughter is desperately looking for an outlet to charge her phone. That's when Tom Laughlin chimes in, saying he hasn't been able to find outlets in the gym. Laughlin lives in South Lawrence and spent the night sleeping in the shelter after he evacuated from his home. His white hair sticks up just slightly in the back, and he has a weary look on his face. But he's smiling.
Didn't know how extensive this emergency was going to be. I left my house around 7, drove up to Salem, went shopping. My gym was up there. And I figure if I'm going to get a shower today, hey, I'm going to the gym.
Laughlin said he was driving around, hoping he'd be able to return home last night, before he eventually checked into the shelter at around 2 this morning. He's not so sure he'll be back home tonight. And he says the environment at the shelter is...
controlled chaos. I mean, this is a very fluid situation, but the people running the show are handling each problem as it happens.
Outside the shelter, an ambulance pulls up. The driver hops out, sort of whistling to himself, opens the back door of the ambulance and murmurs, "Crazy day." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling in Lawrence.